Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Do you see that 64.5 foot putt, Lee?
Oh, yeah, I did yesterday. Holy, we were watching that. That was amazing.
On Father's Day.
Yep.
JJ who?
Yeah.
Who's that again?
One of the new millionaires of the PGA Tour.
Yes, that guy. Yeah, so everybody's talking about him this morning and just absolutely adorable Father's Day greeting from his two daughters.
Yeah, after there with his wife and two daughters there. That was just awesome.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, as a longtime putter, my husband and I have had a vicious putt-putt competition going for a very long time. Sometimes I beat him. Although he always says that's, you know, usually due to a technicality, a change in the wind and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, we've had a 20-year vicious putt-putt, you know, brawl going. I can attest that just making a 12-foot putt is extremely, extremely difficult.
Yes.
Yeah. So 64-footer is, you know, good for him.
Yeah.
Fantastic watching that. Okay. meanwhile, just no Kings rallies all over the country.
Yeah.
From the party of Kings.
Yes, right? Exactly.
I mean, this did I not just watch a King? I mean, Joe Biden ended our First Amendment rights, done, then classified the program so we couldn't find out they were breaking the law. We had people debanked. We know that now. Tulsi Gabbard declassified it. She's the director of national intelligence. People were debanked for their speech. They were debanked for buying guns. They were debanked for selling guns. All things you have the right to do. They were censored. And then that censorship put under wraps with a classification that dubbed half the country as potential domestic terrorists. Well, that sure sounds like a king, right? Because the first, you know, the Bill of Rights says you can't do that. Democrats fine with it all.
Yeah, and also all with, of it. Also with the stroke of the auto pen, pardoned all kinds of people, including his family members.
Right. And then on top of that, we learned they were that five separate FBI branch offices were conducting, had infiltrated terror cells. No, they don't care about that. Had hunted the terrorists Joe Biden let into the country, caught and then released. No, they don't care about that. Who were they going after? Us. Five separate investigations launched into so-called traditional Catholics inside the Catholic Church. So with no predication, by the way. So no evidence of any kind of crime or plot or anything. They just don't like religious people. That's what a king does. And so the sanctimony, the self-righteousness over the weekend. But then again, in defense of all these no kings protests, especially here in Greenville, their media keeps them so stupid. Mm-hmm. They probably don't actually know what happened in this country the last 4 years.
I would certainly like to know how many of them were paid there anyway.
Yeah.
Because there's all kinds of anecdotal evidence so far. And in fact, I've seen something that one of the local Republican parties has posted that they received an email willing to hire people to show up in the upstate. $15 an hour. Here's what to say. Here's what to do. Here's where we're going to meet. $15 an hour.
You know, me and the kids were talking about some employment. That's too bad that we couldn't take them up on that.
You talk about AstroTurf protest. I mean, fake. Listen, I understand that the folks that are opposed. I mean, I don't understand their reasoning, but I understand there are folks who are opposing Trump policies, misinformed though they may be. But if you have to pay people to show up, I don't think the Tea Party ever paid anybody to show up for their protests.
No, that didn't happen. Plus, they had no money.
And yeah, exactly.
Those who did donate to them, if you recall, were putatively audited by the IRS.
Yeah, exactly.
In punishment.
Yes, yes. They certainly were, yes.
That was King Obama who did that. Because that's how we use the IRS. By the way, and you know, I just this is the kind of stuff that you're seeing, okay? And these people who are out there self-righteously marching, like at Unity Park, this is what they're reading because they think the mainstream media is real. Headline: DHS Secretary Kristi Noem attends ICE raid on pregnant woman. Well, that's terrible. Pregnant woman. Sabrina Medina said she was in the shower around 6 a.m. when her brother and brother-in-law saw the menacing presence in front of the family's home. Oh, no. Who was it? Well, ICE? The bastion of all evil? I was just terrified. I'm not going to lie to you. She said, I was shaking. I was scared. I've never been through anything like this. She looked out the window and saw 10 men dressed in tactical gear, all carrying rifles. So, you know, she had the experience like, say, a January 6th protester would have. Except she's an illegal immigrant. You go, oh, okay, well, you broke the law. That's why you're here. But she's pregnant and it was scary. Whole article on this. Starts to trend. She says, am I dreaming or is it real? She's here. She's in the shower. She's naked. She's hopeless. She's pregnant. And they want her husband, Lee. Her husband's name is Jorge and he was not home. Oh, no. Cameras inside the home captured the heavily armed ICE agents going through the residence room by room. All while Noem, who was there personally, our Homeland Security Director, wearing a bulletproof vest and ball cap, watched from the street, 4 months pregnant with her fifth child. Oh, dear God, five. Said if her husband is deported, the family's future is bleak. This is so sadly. This is so incredibly sad. And this is why you have these morons out there protesting, thinking, wow, this is thuggery. Well, not quite. Not quite. Bill Malusian was there, and there were a couple of things the mainstream media might have forgot. That might have kind of been important about the husband. And look, this is what they do, okay? Bill Malusian, Fox News immigration reporter. I was at the operation with Kristi Noem, Department of Homeland Security director. Okay? It was targeting not her, but her previously deported illegal alien Mexican husband who had been convicted of drug trafficking in February, had an attempted murder charge pleaded down to an assault conviction. ICE had a criminal judicial warrant for his arrest signed off on by a federal judge because he illegally reentered the U.S. after removal, which is a felony. Oh.
There's your due process.
There's your due process. Okay. But see, all these people marching around in Unity Park here in Greenville, they had no idea. They don't know. They didn't know any of that. The media, their media keeps them literally dumb and in the process weaponizes them. For stupidity. And some of them they know will tip over into violence. Some of them have pre-existing mental illness. 51% of Democrat women report that they have at least some form of mental illness. So it's easy to push them. So, again, this is the kind of thing that they do. But if you're here in the country illegally, you should be deported. You broke the law. You don't belong here. That was always the stakes when you chose to do it. And that's where we are.
Yep.
So.
I just wonder how terrified Lakin Riley was before she was beaten to death by that illegal immigrant that was in Georgia while she was out for a jog.
They don't care.
No. They don't care. Nope.
They are absolutely inhuman. Do not care. Not interested. And they, you know, they want to go on being interested. Unfortunately, this weekend, and I have to say this, I fear for what is coming next because President Trump utterly capitulated to these people, and you can't sell it any other way. When he said, well, the farmers need some illegals, and they like their illegals, so we're going to let them continue breaking immigration law. It was devastating. And I said on Friday, you know, why are you capitulating these people? They have just learned they can use violence, and they will get what they want. They have gotten what they wanted. And unfortunately, this is going to get worse. And I predicted on Friday, I said, listen, we, first of all, Donald Trump has immigration raided a lot of businesses. If your take is, well, I like the farmers and I like the hotel industry, so they get to keep their illegals. Well, I'm sorry. It is not fair for you to raid anybody else. Those charges should all be dropped. And I said, you know what? We're going to see every other industry is now going to come to Trump and say, hey, listen, we want to keep our illegals too. We want to keep breaking the law. We want to keep committing the crime of tax evasion. And I said that they're all going to call him over the weekend and demand they too get what are essentially Biden's policies that Trump has now adopted. Sure enough, The Hill reported over the weekend, the Trump administration directed Immigration, Customs, ICE enforcement to pause raids against workers in agriculture, hotel, and now restaurant industry. Effective today, please hold all worksite enforcement investigations operations on agriculture, including aquaculture and meatpacking plants, restaurants, and operating hotels. Tatum King, senior ICE official, sent in a Thursday message to regional leaders. Why did this happen? New York Times reports that the GOP restaurant industry donors started calling Trump saying, hey, we want to keep our illegals too. Can we keep our illegals? And Trump said, yeah, sure. Keep your illegals. That's fine. So the left won, folks. They won. They won this weekend. Absolutely won. They saw violence work. They can't believe it. And they're going to get more violent now. They're going to get more violent till every illegal in every industry gets to stay. Oh, the construction industry too. Yeah, they get to keep their illegals, Trump says. By the way, a direct violation of his campaign promises and what Stephen Miller said last week. So, but here's the good news, okay? If we get up and rowdy about this and Trump thinks he's going to lose some of his base because of this and he's going to lose his majority support, then he may back off. But we've got a limited amount of time to stop him before he makes this the norm in America. We'll get the criminals, but everybody else gets to stay. That's a disaster. That's not what I voted for.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tim Walz, y'all. Over the weekend. Boy, do we dodge a bullet there. China, he says. China has the moral authority. China. Not America. Because we hate America. Let's not kid ourselves. They hate America. China is the one who should actually be conducting negotiations with Iran. Take a listen.
Now, who is the voice in the world that can negotiate some type of agreement in this. Who holds the moral authority? Who holds the ability to do that? Because we are not seen as a neutral actor. And we maybe never were. I don't want to tell anybody that. Now I ask who that is. And I mean, consistently over and over again, we're going to have to face the reality. It might be the Chinese.
Would they tap him on the shoulder, threaten to release the compromise if he didn't do it? How does this work? Folks, it is unbelievable this guy is even holding public office in this country, given his China ties. Take a listen to this. This is Representative Ana Paulina Luna. Last week, because Tim Walz, who is the governor of Minnesota, was also, unfortunately, Her Highness's running mate, Kamala Harris. Listen to her lay out his China ties and think how close this guy got to the White House. Now, look, as I've said often, we've already had our first Chinese president, for all practical purposes, Joe Biden. He wasn't Chinese, but he might as well have been. And I've explained to you exhaustively how he, in exchange for the money given to his family, his primary concern, or whoever had this, you know, auto pen, their primary concern was helping China. And they did, in ways that were absolutely crippling to America, including putting 3 rare earth mineral mines off limits. We only have 1 operating in the country right now. Here's Ana Paulina Luna last week in a congressional hearing to Tim Walz's face, laying out his China ties. This is devastating.
Is it true also, I know on your campaign, that you had admitted to visiting China anywhere from 15 to 30 times, sir? Yes or no, please?
I did live in China. And
visiting, sir, in addition to living there and in addition to having...
Okay. That's correct.
All right. Also, too, I'd like to note that during your time in Congress that you filed for a $5 million earmark that actually was secured, $2 million of it went to the Hormel Institute that actually collaborated with the Wuhan Institute. Also, the Department of Homeland Security, sir, just to you, so that you're tracking, actually had an internal memo that was released that stated that the government of China considered you a prime target for influence operations. I'm letting you know that now because I do believe that you should be made aware of, if you are not already, that you are working with and going to be speaking at an organization and rally that not is just funded by Christy Walton, the heiress of Walmart, but also has ties to the Chinese Progressive Association, largely funding it, that actually brags on their website that they are pro-Maoist. Also, too, funded by the National Endowment for Democracy. I know there's a lot of people on this committee that don't like billionaires interfering in politics, but say nothing when George Soros gets over $260 million from USAID through the last administration that's then funneled into some of these nonprofits and organizations.
She's talking about the China-based billionaire Neville Roy Singham, who has funded the street chaos here. And she's asking Tim Walz, listen, bud, even the Department of Homeland Security said China's targeted you in an influence operation. Sure looks like it worked. You're speaking at an event funded by the Chinese via Neville Roy Singham. Obviously, yes, the Walmart heiress is funding it too, but this is Chinese money on the ground. Do you think you should be doing that, sir? And she directs this to all of the Democrats sitting there. It's a legitimate question.
So then you would understand that Barack Obama had the very same policies for the most part on immigration that Republicans are parroting today. And yet you guys are sitting here saying that we're Gestapo. Some of you had said here to the actual committee that you are doing what you can to assist these people. And when you use brown people, just like they use black people with BLM and Marxists during BLM to usher that in, when you use brown people and you put Mexican flags with them saying that you stand up for illegal immigrants, but you follow the money and it's going back to the Communist Party, what you're essentially doing is using your platform as elected officials, the trust that the American people have put in you, essentially to usher in communism. You're not actually fighting for American values. Don't roll your eyes because it's a serious topic and that's where the money's coming from. So now I'm informing you. So now you guys can make your decisions, but please be informed, sir, Mr. Walz, that if you truly do uphold the American ideologies and perspectives on the Constitution, you should not be speaking at that rally.
And they're rolling their eyes. Yeah, China's funding our street rights. What of it? You mean the ones where you surrounded that building, trapped ICE inside, and then Karen Bass, the mayor of L.A., personally went to the control room, the LAPD control room, to keep officers from being dispatched to help them? You know that was reported last week by the UK Daily Mail. China was paying for all that. Yeah, no, it's fine. It's good. It's cool. Cool. All right. Folks, you know who nailed this over the weekend? What's going on here? What's really going on here? Anna Polina Luna is pointing it out too. Look, Barack Obama's deportation policies were essentially the same as Trump's. I mean, actually, I think Trump's are to the left of Barack Obama's after this weekend. We'll get back into that. And you guys were fine with it, but you're mad now. What is this about? And she says the same thing Gingrich is saying. It's not about immigration. It's about conquering territory. The Chinese conquering territory, the cartels conquering territory.
And what do you say? You say people who are deliberately violating the law, people who are attacking those who enforce the law, people who are burning cars, running around waving foreign flags. I mean, these are folks who want to conquer California. They don't just want to immigrate to it. They want to change it decisively. And then let's be clear.
They want to conquer California. Who? The Chinese, that's what they're paying for. The cartels, that's what they're paying for. And the people flying the flag. Folks, when you get to the point where Claudia Sheinbaum, head of Mexico, is dictating to us who should be arrested and not arrested at sports events, why? Because she feels like she controls the territory. That's the Democrats' goal. Count on it. The violent left got violenter. Is that a word, violenter? This weekend, what you're watching in the streets when these No Kings people protest like they did at Unity Park and in Spartanburg. By the way, the Spartanburg protest was led by the head of the Democrat Socialist Party. Let that sink in. Democratic Socialist Party. That's who they are. So when they're saying No Kings, they mean they want to rule you and crush you under feet. What would that look like? These street thugs that you're seeing, these violent street thugs that are going after federal officers, they would go after you. You want to speak in public? You want to speak for freedom? They'll crush you. What will crush you look like? Got to look at it this weekend. This is 2 and 3 times this has happened, okay? Let's jump into the ICE. Let's jump into the ICE facility in Portland. What happened there? Well, if you watch national news, you'll have no idea. Rioters stormed an ICE facility in Portland, injuring 4 officers, throwing rocks at them, smoke grenades, and industrial-level fireworks. This is the left, okay? Understand right now they're at the ICE officers. That is how the Russian Revolution started. I've been telling you, this is what the playbook that the left is using. Russia was a heavily armed country when the Marxist Revolution happened there. That's why they're using the playbook here. There aren't enough of them to fight an actual war, so they do it this way. Who did they attack first? Officers. And then it eventually spreads to showing up at your house to terrorize you if you support officers. And then if you support, you know, just normalcy. By the way, they're already showing up at Homan's house, 1,000 of them. Trump's deportations are. Okay. What else were they up to this weekend? Where else did they do this? They did it in Seattle. Surrounding the ICE building there. They were trying to barricade ICE agents into the building violently. This was Antifa. They were outraged when the ICE agents managed to bust out through their barriers. Okay, these are people. This is what they do. And we saw this during the Summer of Love. Remember when the mayor of Seattle had to come out and beg them, stop it, you are going to kill somebody. If you barricade people in a building and then you set it on fire, that is murder and I'm not putting up with it. And this guy was a huge supporter of the Summer of Love protests. Remember that? Yeah, they did it in Seattle. Same thing. Barricade them in. Right now they're going after officers. It is a hop, skip, and a jump for these people, and these ICE officers, to turn on us, and they will. If they are allowed to. But it didn't matter because Trump was winning. 57% approval among likely voters in a Rasmussen poll for him unleashing the Guard, which is the National Guard in California, really the most controversial of the things he did. 57% support, solid. He won. We won. And then he rolled over and capitulated. I was really down about this weekend. I was incredibly frustrated. I don't do this much. I love because I love the news. I love it if it's good. I love it if it's bad. I just thrive off of it. I had to turn it off and walk away. My brother was here on Saturday. I'm like, I don't know what's happening. I have no idea. I can't watch. I can't watch these poor ICE agents who have to cover their faces to do these raids because these lunatics end up at their houses. They're already starting to do that. And Trump's like, oh, you know what? Everything I promised. No, I just can't forget it. No, we're done here. Trump starts with announcing, hey, you know what? Illegals who work on farms are super nice people. They're super duper nice. And they've been there for like 20 years. So like, we know we'll let them stay. Oh, and hotels too. That's right. I own hotels. Yeah, hotels too. Hotels too. The violent left who had decisively lost, no doubt sitting in their little hidey holes, their mouths hanging open. What? We won? Yeah, you won. Well, then by the end of the weekend, it'd get worse. Much worse. New York Times reporting, we took that with a grain of salt, but and the only reason I mention this is because there's evidence it's true, that the Republican donors who work in the restaurant industry started calling Trump saying, hey, this isn't fair. You're still rating us. We want that deal. And by the end of the weekend, they'd gotten that deal. Now you can go right on breaking the law. I want to play this for you, okay? So you can hear it yourself. This, and I'm going to tear it apart.
Our farmers are being hurt badly by, you know, they have very good workers. They've worked for them for 20 years. They're not citizens, but they've turned out to be, you know, great. And we're going to have to do something about that.
They doubled and tripled down on that. And he explained that the farm workers, when we raid them or whatever, then they have to hire the criminals who are here now. So we're going to let them break the law. Can you imagine calling Trump? Hey, I've been breaking the law for 20 years. Yeah, I'm a... Folks, understand something. 94% of the farm acreage in this country is owned by big corporate conglomerates. This isn't a farmer with a hayseed sticking out of his mouth on his tractor trying to figure out how to hold onto the family farm. This is corporate agriculture. And immigration, illegal immigration, is a tax evasion scheme. It's not just one crime. It is crime after crime after crime. Can you imagine calling up Trump? Hey, I've been breaking the law for 20 years, but I really like Jorge, though. He's a nice guy. Can I keep him? Well, Trump has run, his ICE has run so many immigration raids now on businesses. You can't prosecute those people. That, and what? Let people who've donated to the Republican Party off? Is that the standard now? That's the Biden standard. And the scary, terrifying thing, when it was the Biden standard, we fought it. Trump is the only person with the power right now to normalize this forever. If you work in restaurants, if you work in hotels, if you got to keep your job. Screw Americans. Nobody's going to hire us because they have to pay taxes on us. We're working above the table. They're working below. We will never get a job again in these industries. And to do this, to reward the left now. Oh my gosh. But here's the good news. Trump isn't going to want to dip below 50% approval because you know what? The Republicans will start wailing on him in Congress like they did during the last term. If we push back now, as Charlie Kirk, one of his biggest supporters, did this morning, taking it up with Trump, we do not allow illegal immigration. That's not what we do. He retweeted a farm run entirely with American labor. And he says these big corporate farms are what's killing us. They hire illegals. Charlie Kirk's breaking with Trump. Good. So if you're doing a show today, okay, and you're using me for show prep, don't try to justify this. Because we are going to end up with 50 million going nowhere. That normalized the debate over because Trump ended it on the Democrats' behalf. They won. Here's the thing, folks. We have this thing called an agricultural visa. We can give visas to these people. Trump's saying, well, if we raid them and I don't let them keep breaking the law, then they'll have to hire the criminals. No, they won't. No, they won't. If we genuinely need workers, I don't believe we do, but if we genuinely, because we have so many people on the sidelines in America, but if we genuinely need them, we have this thing called a visa. And with a visa, we can background check you. We can take the best hotel workers and the best agriculture workers, people who don't have criminal records. People who aren't cartels, people who aren't wanted by Interpol, we'll bring them here. We will do it legally. But to say, all right, you're a Republican donor and you're a Republican donor, so you broke the law, but it's cool. That's what they're doing. Listen to this paragraph. Some influential Trump donors who learned about the post where he said, well, the hotels can keep theirs and the farmers can keep theirs. Some influential Trump donors who learned about the post on Truth Social began reaching out to people in the White House, urging Mr. Trump to include the restaurant sector in any directive to spare undocumented workers. So to be clear, Joe Biden's policy is open borders. Trump's policy is open borders if you donate to the Republican Party. Not what I voted for. Breaking news. Iran is reportedly ready to abandon uranium enrichment, but needs a, quote, face-saving exit, unquote. That's per Iran Wire. Iran is reportedly ready to abandon uranium enrichment. Oh, you bet they are. But needs a face-saving exit. Let me translate. The Ayatollah would like to live now, but does not want to come out personally and say that, number one, because his head might get blown off, but number two, because, well, face-saving exit. There, I translated it for you. So it appears we are on the brink, maybe, of an Iran-Israel peace deal, if Iran Wire can be believed, which is basically the news feed out of Iran. Well, when you keep killing the top Iranian people saying no to a nuclear deal, eventually you get down to someone saying, yes, please, sir, I would like to live. I do not want another. Please, what can we do to stop enriching? How can we make you happy? And folks, the bottom line here, there can't be not the tiniest tip of wire left of that program. It must be obliterated. You cannot believe anything the Iranians say. And we know that because we caught them cheating last week. They have cheated on every deal they have ever signed. They were enriching uranium on the side, lying about it while negotiating with Trump. You don't get to do that. By the way, and I don't know if you caught this over the weekend. It was actually pretty cool. Trump saying, look, I gave Iran a 60-day ultimatum. You come to the table, you make a deal or else. He said, quote, today is day 61. But he says now they have a second chance. Whoever's left alive, I'm not even sure who we're going to be dealing with, but this is great. To show this should have been done years ago. The world is much safer today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.